The world is changed.
I feel it in the water. I feel it in the earth. I smell it in the air. Much that once was is lost, for none now live who remember it.
It began with the forging of the great rings. Three were given to the elves, immortal, wisest, and fairest of all beings. Seven to the dwarf lords, great miners and craftsmen of the mountain halls. And nine rings were gifted to the race of men who, above all else, desire power. For within these rings was bound the strength and will to govern each race. But they were all of them deceived, for another ring was made. In the land of Mordor, in the fires of Mount Doom, the Dark Lord Sauron forged in secret a master ring to control all others. And into this ring he poured his cruelty, his malice, and his will to dominate all life. One ring to rule them all. One by one, three lands of Middle-earth fell to the power of the ring. But there were some who resisted. A last alliance of men and elves marched against the armies of Mordor, and on the slopes of Mount Doom, they fought for the freedom of Middle-earth. The power of the ring could not be undone. It was in this moment, when all hope had faded, that Isildur, son of the king, took up his father's sword. Enemy of the free peoples of Middle-earth was defeated. The ring passed to Isildur, who had this one chance to destroy evil forever. But the hearts of men are easily corrupted, and the ring of power has a will of its own. It betrayed Isildur to his death. And some things that should not have been forgotten were lost. History became legend. Legend became myth. And for 2,500 years, the ring passed out of all knowledge. Until, when chance came, it ensnared a new bearer. The ring came to the creature Gollum, who took it deep into the tunnels of the Misty Mountains. And there, it consumed him. The ring brought to Gollum unnatural long life. For 500 years it poisoned his mind. And in the gloom of Gollum's cave, it waited. Darkness crept back into the forest of the world. Rumor grew of a shadow in the east, whispers of a nameless fear. And the ring of power perceived. Its time had now come. It abandoned Gollum. But something happened then the ring did not intend. It was picked up by the most unlikely creature imaginable.
What's this?
A hobbit. Bilbo Baggins of the Shire. For the time will soon come when hobbits will shape the fortunes of all.
A wizard is never late, Frodo Baggins. Nor is he early. He arrives precisely when he means to.
It's wonderful to see you, Gandalf.
Your Uncle Bilbo's business.
What news of the outside world? Tell me everything.
Everything? Far too eager and curious for a hobbit. That's a natural. Well, what can I tell you? Life in the wide world goes on, much as it has this past day. All of its own comings and goings. Scarcely aware of the existence of hobbits, which I am very thankful. Oh, the long expected party. Well, how is the old rascal? Here it's going to be a party of special magnificence.
You know Bilbo. He's got the whole place in an uproar.
Mm. Oh, well, that should please him.
Mm. Half the Shire's been invited.
Who gracious.
He's up to something.
Mm-hmm.
All right, then, keep your secrets. Before you came along, we Bagginses were very well thought of.
Indeed.
Never had any adventures or did anything unexpected.
If you're referring to the incident with the dragon, I was barely involved. All I did was give your uncle a little nudge out of the door.
Whatever you did, you've been officially labeled a disturber of the peace.
Mm.
Cal. I'm glad you're back.
So am I, dear boy.
No, thank you. We don't want any more visitors, well-wishers, or distant relations.
And what about very old friends? Bill Murray.
Dear Gandalf.
Good to see you. I'm 111 years old. Who would believe it? My bed's dead.
Come on, come in! Welcome, welcome. Tea?
Or maybe something a little stronger.
I've got a few bottles of the old Wynyard left. 1296. Very good year. Almost as old as I am.
It was laid down by my father. What say we open one, eh?
Just tea, thank you.
I can make you some eggs if you love.
Oh, can I?
Just tea, thank you.
All right. You're not all a horror, are you?
No, no, not at all.
Bilbo Baggins.
I'm not at home. I've got to get away from these confounded relatives hanging on the bell all day, never giving me a moment's peace. I want to see mountains again. Mountains, Gandalf. And then find somewhere quiet where I can finish my book. Oh, tea.
So you mean to go through with your plan, then?
Yes, yes, it's all in hand. All the arrangements are made. Oh, thank you.
Frodo suspects something.
Of course he does. He's the Baggins, not some blockheaded grace girdle from Hard Bottle.
You will tell him, won't you?
Yes, yes.
He's very fond of you.
I know. He'd probably come with me if I asked him. I think in his heart, Frodo's still in love with the Shire. The woods, the fields, little rivers. I'm old, Gandalf. I know I don't look it, but I'm beginning to feel it in my heart. I feel thin, sort of stretched, like butter scraped over too much bread. I need a holiday, a very long holiday, and I don't expect I shall return. In fact, I mean not to. Old Toby, the finest weed in the South Valley. Gandalf, my old friend, this will be a night to remember. Thank you.
on, Sam. I'll cross it for a dance. I think I'll just have another ale. Oh, no, you don't. Go on.
Mercy, freeze. Bombs. And they were all arguing amongst themselves about how they were going to cook us, whether it be turned on a spit, or whether they should sit on us one by one. Gosh, chilly. God, they spent so much time arguing that Weathertooth and the Bryforce that the sun's first light crept over the top of the trees and turned them all to stone.
No, no, the big one, big one.
John.
Oh, she's sticking in the ground.
It is in the ground.
I'm sorry.
That was your idea.
Peregrine Took. I might have known.
My dear Bagginses and Boffins, Took and Brandybuck. Come, come. One more. Today is my 111th birthday. Alas, 71 years is far too short a time to live among such excellent and admirable hobbits. I don't know half of you half as well as I should like, and I like less than half of you half as well as you deserve. I have things to do.
I've put this off far too long.
I regret to announce this is the end. I'm going now. I bid you all a very fond farewell.
You think that was terribly clever?
Come on, Gandalf. Did you see their faces?
There are many magic rings in this world, Bilbo Baggins, and none of them should be used lightly.
It was just a bit of fun. Oh, you're probably right, as usual. You will keep an eye on Frodo, won't you?
Two eyes. Yes. As often as I can spare them.
I'm leaving everything to him.
What about this ring of yours? Is that staying too?
Yes, yes. It's in an envelope over there on the mantelpiece.
No. Wait, it's here in my pocket. Isn't that odd, Dan?
You should leave the ring behind, Uma. Is that so hard?
Well, no. And yes. Now it comes to it. I don't feel like parting with it. It's mine. I found it. It came to me.
There's no need to get angry.
Well, if I'm angry, it's your fault.
It's been called that before, but not by you.
Oh, of course this isn't of yours, but I do with my own thing.
I think you've had that ring quite long enough.
You want it for yourself?
Come on, Baggins! Do not take me for some conjurer of cheap tricks. I am not trying to rob you. I'm trying to help you. All your long years, we've been friends. Trust me, as you once did. Let it go.
You're right, Gandalf. The ring must go to Frodo. It's late. The road is long. Yes, it is time.
Bilbo. The ring is still in your pocket.
Yes. I thought up an ending for my book. And he lived happily ever after. To the end of his days.
And I'm sure you will, my dear friend.
Goodbye, Gandalf.
Goodbye, dear Bilbo.
Gone, hasn't he? He talked for so long about leaving. I didn't think he'd really do it. Gandalf?
Bilbo's ring. He's gone to stay with the elves. He's left you back end. Along with all his possessions. The ring is yours now. Put it somewhere out of sight.
We
Where are you going?
There's some things that I must see to.
What things?
Questions. Questions that need answering.
You've only just arrived. I don't understand.
Baggins is around here. They're all up in Harvard. Stop me!
Hold out your hand, Frodo. It's quite cool. What can you see? Can you see anything?
Nothing. There's nothing. Wait. There are markings. Some form of elvish. I can't read it.
There are few who can. The language is that of Mordor, which I will not utter here.
Baldo.
In the common tongue, it says one ring to rule them all. One ring to fight them. One ring to bring them all. And in the darkness, fight them. This is the One Ring, forged by the Dark Lord Sauron in the fires of Mount Doom, taken by Isildur from the hand of Sauron himself.
Bilbo found it. In Gollum's cave.
Yes. For 60 years, the ring lay quiet in Bilbo's keeping, prolonging his life, delaying old age. But no longer Frodo. Evil is stirring in Mordor. The ring has awoken. It's heard its master's call.
But he was destroyed. Sauron was destroyed.
No, Frodo. The spirit of Sauron endured. His life force is bound to the ring, and the ring survived. Sauron has returned. His orcs have multiplied. His fortress of Barad-dûr is rebuilt in the land of Mordor. Sauron needs only this ring to cover all the lands of a second darkness. He is seeking it. Seeking it all. His thought is bent on it. The ring yearns above all else to return to the hand of its master. They are one. The ring. Never find it.
All right. We put it away. We keep it hidden. We never speak of it again. No one knows it's here, do they? Do they, Gandalf?
There is one other who knew that Bilbo had the ring. I looked everywhere for the creature Gollum. But the enemy found him first. I don't know how long they tortured. Amidst the endless screams and inane babble, they discerned two words.
Sure. Baggins. But that would leave them here.
Who goes there?
Take it, Dad. Take it. You must take it.
You cannot offer me this ring.
I'm giving it to you.
Don't tempt me, Frodo. I dare not take it. Not even to keep it safe. Understand, Frodo. I want to use this ring from a desire to do good. But through me, it would wield a power too great and terrible to imagine.
But it cannot stay in the Shire.
No. No, it can't.
What must I do?
You must leave. And leave quickly.
Where? Where do I go?
Get out of the Shire. Leave the village of Bree.
What about you?
I'll be waiting for you. At the Inn of the Prancing Pony.
And the ring will be safe there.
I don't know, Frodo. I don't have any answers. I must see the head of my order. He is both wise and powerful. Trust me, Frodo. You'll know what to do.
You'll have to leave the name of Baggins behind you. But that name is not safe outside the Shire. Travel only by day. And stay off the road.
I can cut across country easily enough.
Hobbits really are amazing creatures. You can learn all that there is to know about their ways in a month, and yet after 100 years, they can still surprise you. Get down.
Confound it all, Samwise Gamgee! Have you been eavesdropping?
I haven't dropped no eaves, sir, honest. I was just cutting the grass under the window there, if you follow me.
A little late for trimming the verge, don't you think?
I heard raised voices.
What did you hear? Speak!
Not that important. That is, I heard a good deal about a ring and a dark lord and something about the end of the world, but please, Mr. Gandalf, sir, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me in anything unnatural.
No. Perhaps not. I've thought of a better use for you.
Come along, Samwise. Keep up. Be careful, both of you. The enemy has many spies in his service. Birds. Beasts. Is it safe? Never put it on, for the agents of the Dark Lord will be drawn to its power. Always remember, Frodo. The ring is trying to get back to its master. It wants to be found.
Is that? This is what? If I take one more step, it'll be the farthest away from home I've ever been. Come on, Sam. Remember what Bilbo used to say? It's a dangerous business, Frodo.
Going out your door, you step onto the road, and if you don't keep your feet, there's no knowing where you might be swept over to.
Rises from the Mountain of Doom. The hour grows late, and Gandalf the Grey rides to Isengard, seeking my counsel.
For that is why you have come, is it not? My old friend.
Saruman. You are sure of this?
Beyond any doubt.
So the Ring of Power has been found.
All these long years, it was in the Shire, under my very nose.
And yet you did not have the wit to see it. Your love of the halfling's leaf has clearly slowed your mind.
But we still have time. Time enough to counter Sauron if we act quickly.
Time? What time do you think we have? Sauron has regained much of his former strength. He cannot yet take physical form, but his spirit has lost none of its potency.
Concealed within his fortress, the Lord of Mordor sees all. His gaze pierces cloud, shadow, earth, and flesh.
You know of what I speak, Gandalf. A great eye, lidless, wreathed in flame.
Sauron.
He is gathering all evil to him. Very soon he will have summoned an army great enough to launch an assault upon Middle-earth.
You know this?
How? I have seen it.
But the land here is a dangerous tool, Saruman.
Why? Why should we fear to use it?
They are not all accounted for. The lost seeing stones. We do not know who else may be watching.
The hour is later than you think. Sauron's forces are already moving. The Nine have left Minas Morgul.
The Nine?
They crossed the River Isen on Midsummer's Eve, disguised as riders in black. they reach the Shire, they will find the ring. And kill the one who cares. Frodo. Seriously, thinking a hobbit could contend with the will of Sauron. There are none who can. Against the power of Mordor, there can be no victory. We must join with him, Gandalf. We must join with Sauron. It would be wise.
Friend, when did Saruman the Wise abandon reason for madness?
Mr. Frodo? Frodo? Frodo! I thought I'd lost you. What are you talking about? It's just something Gandalf said. What did he say? Don't you lose him, Samwise Gamgee. I don't mean to. Sam, we're still in the Shire. What could possibly happen? Frodo! Mary! It's Frodo Baggins!
Hello, Frodo!
Get off!
Frodo, what's the meaning of this?
Hold it.
You've been in the former maggot's crop. Don't you a couple of carrots?
And some cabbages.
And those 3 bags of potatoes that we left you last week. And then the mushrooms the week before. Yes, Pippin. My point is, he's clearly overreacting.
Oh, that was close.
I think I've broken something. Trust a brandy buck and a toque.
What?
That was just a detour. A shortcut.
Shortcut to what?
The mushrooms!
I think we should get off the road.
Get off the road! Quick!
What's that?
Black Rider was looking for something. Or someone. Frodo?
Get down!
I have to leave the Shire. Sam and I must get debris.
I'm heading for the prancing pony.
Hobbits? Four hobbits? What business brings you to Bree?
We wish to stay at the inn. Our business is our own.
All right, young sir. I meant no offense. It's my job to ask questions after nightfall. We'll talk of strange folk abroad. Can't be too careful.
Seeking accommodation. We've got some nice, cozy, hobbit-sized rooms available, Mr.
Underhill. My name's Underhill.
Underhill?
We're friends of Gandalf the Grey. Can you tell him we've arrived?
Gandalf? Oh, yes. I remember. Elderly chap. Big grey beard, pointy hat. Not seen him for 6 months.
Sam, he'll be here. He'll come.
get out of my way.
What's that? Is it my friend? Is it pint? It comes in pints?
Oh.
I'm getting one.
You got all half already.
That fellow's been nothing but staring at me since we arrived. Excuse me. That man in the corner. Who is he?
He's one of them rangers. Dangerous folk they are wandering the wilds. What his right name is, I've never heard, but round here, he's known as Strider.
Being seen if I wish, but to disappear entirely, that is a rare gift.
Who are you?
Are you frightened?
Yes.
Not nearly frightened enough. I know what hunts you.
Well, have you, Lord Stanks?
You have a stout heart, Lord. But that will not save you.
You can no longer wait for the wizard, Frodo. They're coming.
Great kings of men. Then Sauron the Deceiver gave to them nine rings of power, Blinded by their greed, they took them without question, one by one, falling into darkness. Now they're slaves to this world. They are the Nazgul, ring race, neither living nor dead. At all times they feel the presence of the ring, drawn to the power of the One. They will never stop hunting you.
Where are you taking us?
Into the wild.
How do we know this Strider is a friend of Gandalf? We have no choice but to trust him. But where is he leading us?
Rivendell, Master Gandalf. House of Elrond.
Did you hear that? Rivendell. We're going to see the elves.
Gentlemen, we do not stop till nightfall.
What about breakfast?
We've already had it.
We've had one, yes. What about second breakfast?
I don't think he knows about second breakfast, Pip. What about elevensies?
Luncheon, afternoon tea, dinner, supper. He knows about then, doesn't he?
I wouldn't count on it.
The power of Isengard is at your command, Sauron, Lord of the Earth.
Ask Oriam, build me an army worthy of Mordor.
What orders from Mordor, my lord? What does the Eye command?
We have work to do.
We shall rest here tonight. Easy for you. Keep them close. I'm going to have a look around. Stay here.
What are you doing?
Tomatoes, sausages, nice, crispy, big.
We saved some for you, Mr. Frodo.
Put it out, you fool! Put it out!
That's nice.
Thank you.
Abashi.
Cold.
Is he going to die?
He is passing into the shadow world. He'll soon become a wraith like them.
They're close.
Sam. You know the Athelas plant?
Athelas?
Kingsfoil.
Kingsfoil, it's a weed.
It may help to slow the poison. Hurry.
What's this? A ranger caught off his guard? We must get him to my father. I've been looking for you for 2 days.
Where are you taking him?
There are 5 wraiths behind you. Where the other 4 are, I do not know. Han Labathon, Rohan Alindi.
I'm there, Weaver. What did they say?
Frodo Fear, Ayathroni here, Torgwais Nim Meriathon.
Nino, he died here last of the third. 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 Nino, he died here last of the third.
give in. Not now.
Of Elrond. And it is 10 o'clock in the morning, on October the 24th, if you want to know.
Gandalf.
Yes, I'm here. And you're lucky to be here, too. A few more hours and you would have been beyond our aid. But you have some strength in you, my dear Hobbit.
What happened, Gandalf? Why didn't you meet us?
Oh, I am sorry, Frodo. I was delayed.
The friendship of Saruman is not lightly thrown aside. One ill turn deserves another. It is over. Embrace the power of the ring, or embrace your own destruction.
There is only one Lord of the Ring. Only one who can bend it to his will. And he does not share power.
Gandalf? What is it?
Nothing.
Frodo! Sam! Bless you, you're awake!
Sam has hardly left your side.
We were that worried about you, weren't we, Mr. Gandalf?
By the skills of Lord Elrond, you're beginning to mend.
Welcome to Rivendell, Frodo Baggins.
Hello, Frodo, my lad.
Bilbo.
Oh.
There and back again. A Hobbit's Tale by Bilbo Baggins. This is wonderful.
I meant to go back. Wander the paths of Mirkwood. Visit Lake Town. See the Lonely Mountain again. That age, it seems, has finally caught up with me.
I miss the Shire. I spent all my childhood pretending I was off somewhere else. Off with you on one of your adventures. My own adventure turned out to be quite different.
packed already.
No harm in being prepared.
Thought you wanted to see the old stand.
I do.
More than anything.
I did. It's just...
We did what Gandalf wanted, didn't we? We got the ring this far to Rivendell, and I thought...
Seeing as though you're on the mend,
we'd be off soon. Off home.
You're right, Sam. We did what we set out to do. The ring will be safe in Rivendell. I am ready to go home.
His strength returns.
That wound will never fully heal. He will carry it the rest of his life.
And yet, to have come so far, still bearing the ring, the Hobbit has shown extraordinary resilience to its evil.
It is a burden he should never have had to bear. We can ask no more of Frodo.
Gandalf, the enemy is moving. Sauron's forces are massing in the east. His eye is fixed on Rivendell.
And Saruman, you tell me, has betrayed us. Our list of allies grows thin.
His treachery runs deeper than you know. By foul craft, Saruman has crossed orcs with goblin men. He's breeding an army in the caverns of Isengard. An army that can move in sunlight and cover great distance at speed. Saruman is coming for the ring.
This evil cannot be concealed by the power of the elves. We do not have the strength to fight both Mordor and Isengard.
Gandalf, the ring cannot stay here. This peril belongs to all Middle-earth. They must decide now how to end it. The time of the elves is over. My people are leaving these shores. Who will you look to when we've gone?
The dwarves. They hide in their mountains seeking riches. They care nothing for the troubles of others.
It is in men that we must place our hope.
Men? Men are weak. The race of men is failing.
The blood of Numenor is all but spent. Pride and dignity forgotten. It is because of men the ring survives.
I was there, Gandalf. I was there 3,000 years ago. And Isildur took the ring. I was there the day the strength of men failed.
Isildur, hurry!
I led Isildur into the heart of Mount Doom, where the ring was forged, the one place it could be destroyed.
Cast it into the fire! Destroy it!
No.
Isildur!
It should have ended that day.
Isildur kept the ring. The line of kings is broken. There's no strength left in the world of men. They're scattered, divided, leaderless.
There is one who could unite them. One who could reclaim the throne of Gondor.
He turned from that path a long time ago. He has chosen exile.
Why do you fear the past? You are a Sealdor's heir, not a Sealdor himself. You are not bound to his fate.
The same blood flows in my veins. Same weakness.
Your time will come. You will face the same evil, and you will defeat it.
Strangers from distant lands, friends of old, you've been summoned here to answer the threat of Mordor. Middle-earth stands upon the brink of destruction. None can escape it. You will unite or you will fall. Each race is bound to this fate, this one doom. Bring forth the ring, Frodo.
Give to the foes of Mordor. Why not use this ring? Long has my father, the steward of Gondor, kept the forces of Mordor at bay. By the blood of our people are your lands kept safe. Give Gondor the weapon of the enemy. Let us use it against him.
You cannot wield it. None of us can. The One Ring answers to Sauron alone. It has no other master.
And what would a ranger know of this matter? This is no mere ranger.
He is Aragorn, son of Arathorn. You owe him your allegiance.
Aragorn. This is Isildur's heir. And heir to the throne of Gondor.
How about that, Lewis?
Gondor has no king. Gondor needs no king.
Aragorn is right. We cannot use it.
You have only one choice. The ring must be destroyed.
Thank you.
What are we waiting for?
The ring cannot be destroyed, Gimli, son of Glóir, by any craft that we here possess. The ring was made in the fires of Mount Doom. Only there can it be unmade. It must be taken deep into Mordor and cast back into the fiery chasm from whence it came. One of you must do this.
One does not simply walk into Mordor. Its black gates are guarded by more than just orcs. There is evil there that does not sleep. And the great eye is ever watchful. It is a barren wasteland, riddled with fire and ash and dust. The very air you breathe is a poisonous fume. Not with 10,000 men could you do this. It is folly.
Have you heard nothing Lord Elrond has said? The ring must be destroyed.
And I suppose you think you're the one to do it.
And if we fail, what then? What happens when Sauron takes back what is his?
I will be dead before I see the ring in the hands of an elf. No one trusts an elf.
You not understand.
I will take the ring to Mordor. Anywhere without me.
No, indeed, it is hardly possible to separate you even when he is summoned to a secret council, and you are not.
Wait, we're coming too! That sentinel tied up in a sack to suffer.
Anyway, you need people of intelligence on this sort of mission. Quest. Thank you.
Well, that rules you out.
You shall be the Fellowship of the Ring.
Great. Where are we going?
My old sword. Sting. Take it. So light.
Yes. Made by the elves, you know. The blade glows blue when orcs are close. And it's times like that, my lad, when you have to be extra careful. Here's a pretty thing. Mithril. As light as a feather.
and as hard as dragon scales. Let me see you put it on. Come on. Oh. My old ring. Oh, I should very much like to hold it again one last time.
I'm sorry I brought this upon you, my boy. I'm sorry that you must carry this burden. I'm sorry for everything.
The gap of Rohan will still be open to us. From there, our road turns east to Mordor.
Good. Very good.
Move your feet.
That's good for them. Thanks. Faster.
If anyone was to ask for my opinion, which I know they're not, I'd say we were taking the long way round.
Gandalf,
we could pass through the mines of Moria. My cousin Balin would give us a royal welcome.
No, Gimli. I would not take the road through Moria unless I have no other choice.
Sorry! What is that?
Nothing. It's just a wisp of cloud.
Fast. It's the wind.
Carabine from Dunland.
Hi! Hurry! Hold up! Come up!
Take the pass of Telephus.
Thank you.
Boromir!
Give the ring to Frodo.
As you wish. I fear not.
The mountain defeats you. Will you risk a more dangerous road?
There is a foul voice on the air.
Of Moria.
Moria. You fear to go into those mines. The dwarves delve too greedily and too deep. You know what they awoke in the darkness of Khazad-dûm. Shadow. Flame.
Let the ring-bearer decide.
We will go through the mines.
So be it. The walls of Moria. Of Durin, Lord of Moria. Speak, friend, and enter.
What do you suppose that
is? Oh, it's quite simple. If you want a friend, you speak the password and the doors will open. Anon Nathel, Edro Hiabe.
The mines are now placed for a pony. Even one so brave as Bill.
Bye-bye, Bill.
Go on, Bill. Go on. Don't worry, sir. There's the way home.
Enter. What's the Elvish word for friend?
Melon. Schoolmaster, you will enjoy the fabled hospitality of the dwarves. Roaring fires, malt beer, red meat of the bone. This, my friend, is the home of my cousin Valin, and they call it a mine. A mine!
This is no mine. It's a tomb. Gap of Rohan. We should never have come here.
Now get out! Get out!
Fire! On your guard. There are older and fouler things than orcs in the deep places of the world. Quietly, it's a 4-day journey to the other side. Let us hope that our presence may go unnoticed.
Thank you.
been following us for 3 days.
He escaped the dungeons of Barad-dûr.
Escaped? Or was set loose? He hates and loves the ring. As he hates and loves himself, he will never be rid of his need for it.
His petty Bilbo didn't kill him when he had the chance.
Pity? It was pity that stayed Bilbo's hand. Many that live deserve death. And some that die deserve life. Can you give it to them, Frodo? Do not be too eager to deal out death and judgment. Even very wise can see all ends. My heart tells me that Gollum has some part to play yet, for good or ill. Before this is over, the pity of Bilbo may rule the hate of men.
I wish the ring had never come to me. I wish none of this had happened.
So do all who live to see such times, but that is not for them to decide. All we have to decide is what to do with the time that is given to us. There are other forces at work in this world, Frodo, besides the will of evil. Bilbo was meant to find the ring, in which case you also were meant to have it. And that is an encouraging thought. Statwell.
He's remembered.
No. But the air doesn't smell so foul. If he died, Enoch, always follow your nose. Taken the bridge and the second hall. We have barred the gates, but cannot hold them for long. The ground shakes. Drums, drums in the deep. We cannot get out. Shadow moves in the dark. Cannot get out. They are coming.
Oh.
fool of a Took. Throw yourself in next time and rid us of your stupidity.
Yeah!
He's alive. I'm not hurt.
You should be dead.
This field has cured a wild boar.
I think there's more to this, Hogan, than meets the eye. Ethereal. You are full of surprises, Master Baggins. The bridge of Cotton. Bridge is near.
Do as I say! Swords are no more use here.
Come on.
wielder of the flame of Arnor. The dark fire will not avail you, flame of Uldun! Go back to the shadow.
Legolas, get him up.
Give him a moment, for pity's sake.
By nightfall, these hills will be swarming with orcs. We must reach the woods of Lothlorien. Come, Boromir. Legolas, Gimli, get them up.
On your feet, sir.
Frodo? Frodo!
That a great sorcerer slips in these woods. An elf witch of terrible power. All who look upon her fall under her spell.
Frodo.
And I've never seen again.
Your coming to us is as the footsteps of doom. You bring great evil here. Bring Baron.
Mr. Frodo?
The eyes of a hawk and the ears of a fox.
Oh.
A dwarf breathed so loud we could have shot him in the dark.
Aldiroloni. Hinyanil. Oyameni Duluri. Oyamen. Veriani.
Argon!
These ones are perilous. We should go back.
You have entered the realm of the Lady of the Wood. You cannot go back. Come. She is waiting. Eight that are here, yet nine there were set out from Rivendell. Tell me, where is Gandalf? For I much desire to speak with him.
He has fallen into shadow. The quest stands upon the edge of a knife. Stray but a little, and it will fail to the ruin of all. Yet hope remains while the company is true. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Go now and rest, for you are weary with sorrow and much toil. Tonight, you will sleep.
Welcome, Brodo of the Shire. One who has seen the eye.
A lament for Gandalf.
What did they say about him?
I have not the heart to tell you. For me, the grief is still too near.
Take some rest. These borders are well protected.
I will find no rest here. I heard a voice inside my head. Spoke of my father and the fall of Gondor. And she said to me, even now there is hope left. But I cannot see it. It is long since we had any hope. My father is a noble man. His rule is failing. And our people lose faith. He looks to me to make things right, and I would do it. I would see the glory of Gondor restored. Have you ever seen his Aragorn? The white tower of Ecthelion, glimmering like a spike of fur and silver. Its banners caught high in the morning breeze. Have you ever been called home by the clear ringing of silver trumpets?
I have seen the White City. Long ago. One day, our paths will lead us there. And the tower guard shall take up the call. The lords of Gondor have returned.
will you look into the mirror?
What will I see?
Even the wisest cannot tell, for the mirror shows many things. Things that were, things that are, and some things that have not yet come to pass. It is also in my mind. It is what will come to pass if you should fail. The fellowship is breaking. It has already begun. He will try to take the ring. You know of whom I speak. One by one, it will destroy them all. If you ask it of me, I will give you the one ring. You offer it to me freely. I do not deny that my heart has greatly desired this. In place of a dark lord, you would have a queen! Not dark, but beautiful and terrible as the dawn!
Treacherous is the sea! Long under the foundations of the
earth! All shall love me and understand! I passed the test. I will diminish and go into the west and remain Galadriel.
I cannot do this alone.
You are a ring bearer, Frodo. To bear a ring of power is to be alone. This task was appointed to you, and if you do not find a way, no one will.
I know what I must do. It's just, I'm afraid to do it.
Even the smallest person can change the course of the future.
Do you know how the orcs first came into being? They were elves once, taken by the dark powers, tortured and mutilated, a ruined and terrible form of life. Now, affected by fighting Uruk-hai.
woman do you serve? Saruman!
You will taste man flesh.
One of the halflings carries something of great value. Bring them to me alive and unspoiled. Kill the others.
Farewell, Frodo Baggins. I give you the light of Erendil, our most beloved star.
Namari.
May it be a light for you in dark places when all other lights go out.
Cross the lake at nightfall. Hide the boats and continue on foot. We approach Mordor from the north.
Oh, yes? Just a simple matter of finding our way through Emin Muir? An impassable labyrinth of razor-sharp rocks. And after that, it gets even better. Festering, stinking marshland as far as the eye can see.
That is our road. I suggest you take some rest and recover your strength, Master Dwarf.
Recover my...
We should leave now.
No. Orcs patrol the eastern shore. We must wait for cover of darkness.
It is not the eastern shore that worries me. A shadow and a threat has been growing in my mind. Something draws near. I can feel it.
Recover strength. Pay no heed to that, young hobbit.
Where's Frodo?
None of us should wander alone. You least of all. So much depends on you. Frodo? I know why you seek solitude. You suffer. I see it day by day. You sure you do not suffer needlessly? There are other ways, Frodo. Other paths that we might take.
I know what you would say. And it would seem like wisdom, but for the warning in my heart.
Warning? Against what? We're all afraid, Frodo. But to let that fear drive us to destroy what hope we have. Don't you see? That is madness.
There is no other way.
I ask only for the strength to defend my king. Lend me the ring.
No.
Why do you recoil? I am no thief.
You are not yourself.
What chance do you think you have? They will find you. They will take the ring. And you will beg for death before the end. Go! It is not your shame by a couple of shots. Could have been mine! That should be mine! Give it to me! Give it to me!
No!
Give it
to me!
No!
Oh. I see your mind.
You'll take the ring to Sauron! You'll betray us! You go to your death! And the death of us all! Curse you! Curse you!
I know the hard place! Frodo? Frodo?
Where is the ring?
Stay away!
Frodo!
I swore to protect you. Can you protect me from yourself? destroy it.
I would have gone with you to the end. Into the very fires of Mordor.
I know. Look after the others. Especially Sam. He will not understand.
Run! Run!
Frodo. Where is Frodo?
I let Frodo go.
Then you did what I could not. I tried to take the ring from him.
The ring is beyond our reach now.
Forgive me. I did not speak. I have failed you all.
No, you fought bravely. You have kept your honor.
Leave it. It is over. The world of men will fall. And all will come to dust. And my city to ruin.
I do not know what strength is in my blood. But I swear to you, I will not let the White City fall. Our people. Son of Gondor.
I wish the ring had never come to me. I wish none of this had happened.
So do all who live to see such times, but that is not for them to decide. All you have to decide is what to do with the time that is given to you.
A promise. Don't you leave him, Samwise Gamgee. And I don't mean to. I don't mean to.
Oh, Sam.
Fate is no longer in our hands.
Then it has all been in vain. The fellowship has failed.
Must we hold true to each other? We will not abandon Merry and Pippin to torment and death. Not while we have strength left.
Leave all that can be spared behind.
We travel light. Let us hunt some orc.
Find a safer road.
Strider will look after
them. I don't suppose we'll ever see them again.
We may yet, Mr. Frodo. We may.
glad you're with me.
When the night